Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to share with you something so important that, I don't know, you know, life's timeline. I'm going to talk about life's timeline. And, you know, there's three things we all have in common. I don't care who you are. You have this in common. We all have this in common. One, we're all born. There was a day we were born. Two, we all will die. And the third thing is, whatever we will accomplish in our lives will happen between these two dates. I think about that. It's like a definite. So anybody that ever did anything, good, bad, or whatever, they did it between those two dates. And it's like when you, so often when we, I look back on the years I wasted and I'm thinking, my goodness, what a waste of time. What a waste of energy. What a waste of resources. And it'd be cool. It'd be cool if that you had wisdom when you had energy at the same time. Because, you know, like, why does it come when you know?
Right.
And so the president of the United States, I mean, you think about everybody. And they say that many people think about making something happen. Some people make things happen, but most people just wonder what happened.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing. You find out after a while by thinkers, you just kind of like, oh, that's all they're going to do. They're not going to ever do anything. They're just going to think about it. I was talking to a man this week, and a businessman, and he says, you know what? He says, I'm just really tired of those behind the pulpit. They're just talking, but they're not doing. They just kind of say it over, but they're not going to do it. There's nothing, you know, that's how man's going to go like, okay, at some point we're going to have to do what we're talking about. Because,
hello.
You know, and he was talking about how, but also at the same time, he was talking about Promise Keepers and how that impacted his life. And, you know, and I was talking, you know, the significance of the whole thing. But no matter what, even this man and other people, that you have to be, those three things in common with everybody else. So whatever anybody else does, you can choose, you know, say, hey, I want to be somebody who actually makes something happen. I'm going to do something with my life, what God has given me. You think about this. Life, this is people that wonder what happened. These are the people that just they say it just happens to them. Mm-hmm. Life just happens to them. Instead of them happening to life, they hope for things to happen, but they never plan on participating in that actually taking place in their life. And, you know, hope deferred makes a heart sick. And if you're a person who just thinks about making things happen in your life, you'll eventually begin to be downhearted because hope deferred makes a heart sick. And if you're one that life just happens to, and you're always saying, how did that happen? you jumped off the building and broke your leg. That's how that happened. because you didn't vote. That's why that happened. because you think about this. You say, you know what happened? Because you are wondering what happened. You are struggling more than likely with trying to do a scientific study of your past, some sort of psychological review of others, and you're looking for places to play blame, and you're deeply thinking about, you're always in the past. You're thinking about the past. You're talking about, you're 70 years old, still talking about high school reunion. It's like, mm-hmm. This school's torn down and they built like a shopping center on it, you know, and they got to look forward, but they're looking back, you know, they're just looking back and they never look ahead. They're not looking and projecting and planning and all those things you do when you're a person that kind of, you know, makes things happen. You're going to participate. So many, even Christians are going, I'm just waiting for God to parallel the universe with a shooting star over my head, with provision to show up with a pelican bringing it in his lower bill, limping on one leg to tell me that I'm supposed to do something. You know, I was like, come on. I mean, just do it, dude. Ma'am, just do it. Come on. It's mm-hmm. It's written. Instructions are written in the book. Go. Tell them. Let them know. And even in your business realm. And so when you think about this, but if you're a person who makes things happen, you understand that faith without works is dead. You know that you, if you're a Christian, you know that you're if that you are diligent in seeking the Lord's guidance and putting an effort down to put down a plan that you're going to work diligently and hope that God's going to bring to pass, that God is going to work with you and something's going to happen. You're not going to just sit back with things just whatever. You're participating in this thing called life. Listen, we're not waiting on God. God's waiting on us. God, make something happen. Paul said, I'm going to go to the next land and tell them about Jesus. I mean, he's gonna move on. He's gonna just go and do and be. And sometimes the Holy Spirit would keep him from going, and sometimes the Holy Spirit would compel him to go. And it was just about going and doing and being. And so many believers have been convinced nowadays, and it's really a lie that a lot of people are buying into, that it's an excuse for doing nothing. Is saying, well, I haven't heard from God yet. And it's like, I don't think you've heard from God in a long time. And it has nothing to do with the call. And it's like, we're supposed to be in the Father's business. You're supposed to be fruitful at your business. If you are a underpaid worker, you're supposed to be blessed at the place that you're underpaid so much so they're going to want to promote you and see the blessing on your life like they did for Joseph and see the blessing on his life. Mm-hmm. You see, this timeline in our lives that starts at our birth and ends at our death, everything that we'll do will have to be accomplished during this timeline. You know, so many people are like, you know, they're just dreaming. Oh, I would like, and I would like, but they never put anything down on that line. What I would like to achieve by a certain time. What do I need to do to achieve it? And just begin to actively be involved in doing that. And it's just so many, I think so many people are going to be shocked when they get to the end of their life and think, especially Americans, because we live in such a blessed culture. We're not out plowing fields and growing things and raising cattle. Mm-hmm. Texas, they are. But but we're not mostly doing that. And so it's like, what are we doing with our time? Mm-hmm. What are we doing with it? And so many businesses, like for example, in sales, they realize if I could just get the people that work for me to quit watching television and start getting in the field and telling people about the product, it'll sell.
It's amazing how that works. It's amazing how that works. People weren't even thinking about the product. They didn't know they have a need for the product. But because people went out there in the field and opened their mouths and shared with them, imagine that. They sold it.
That's exactly it. And think about this. I think about Joel Osteen's dad.
John.
John Osteen. And there was a man that was just really... caught in that dilemma that we're talking about, and he's thinking, he's just caught in a quagmire. He doesn't know what to do. He's thinking, like, finally figures, if I could just get to one of the things that John Osteen's doing, and I can probably meet with him, then this thing will work out. So he goes to this whole conference, and he gets back to John's office, and John's a little man, and not John Ramos, I'm talking about Osteen.
I am too.
All right. And so he gets to his office, he's thinking, this is it. And so he says, listen, I knew if I could get to you, you could help me get to know what I need to do with for God. And so he puts his hands together. He leans back in his chair and he looks at the man and he says, do something, lest you do nothing. Mm-hmm. And the biggest tragedy is going to be if you did nothing. And in a blessed land like America, it is easy to do nothing. There are so many things to make you comfortable in your nothingness. And not to challenge your nothingness. Matter of fact, you can find friends that are nothingness. And y'all could talk about nothing and eat around nothing. And and it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my gosh, that's nothing.
Yeah. You know, is this going somewhere?
No. Is there a reason for this conversation? Oh, this is another nothing meeting. And so if you want to go to college, if you want to get married, if you want to minister for Jesus, if you want to plant a church, if you're going to win someone to Jesus, if you want to be a musician, if you want to be the president of the United States, you know, it's all going to happen in your timeline.
That's right.
It's going to happen when you begin to say, this is what I see for my life. This is where the Lord's leading me. And I'm going to begin to figure out what it's going to take to be able to do it. I'm going to pray for God's wisdom, but I'm going to do something. At least I do nothing, because no matter what in your life, it will end up being told by these three things. It will end, your life will end, your whole life story will be told on a gravestone. On a gravestone. They'll have your name, and under your name, they'll have three things. They'll have the date that you were born, they'll have the date that you died, and in the middle, they have a very small dash. And let me tell you something. This life goes by so fast. if you don't wake up, it will end in nothingness for you. It will end with just hopes and dreams that never became realities. When everything inside of you was inside everybody else, but you chose not to take those talents and to invest them and to do something, lest you do nothing. I want to encourage you today to realize you have something in common with everyone. Three things: the date we're born, the date we die, and anything we're going to accomplish has to be done during that time. Make it a moment. Make your life count. As James says, he calls it a vapor. Do something in your vapor. Do something for God. Quit asking for permission to do what God commanded you to do. Just get in relationship and become accountable so that you actually survive in what you're doing. It's time to get active. It's time for the church to wake up, shake itself, bring together what remains, and do what God has called you to do. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.